It is February 10th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC dropped some press releases yesterday and a whole bunch of statements from the SEC commissioners about them. The SEC proposed to enhance private fund investor protection by increasing transparency, competition, and efficiency in the $18 trillion marketplace. It is February 10th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC dropped some press releases yesterday and a whole bunch of statements from the SEC commissioners about them. The SEC proposed to enhance private fund investor protection by increasing transparency, competition, and efficiency in the $18 trillion marketplace. The SEC also proposed cybersecurity risk management rules and amendments for registered investment advisors and funds. And just to bury the lead, the SEC issued a proposal to reduce the risks in clearance and settlement of securities by shortening the settlement cycle for most broker-dealer transactions from 2 business days after the trade, or what is known as T+2, down to 1 business day after the trade, or T+1. Of course, the guys in the blockchain world are smiling, saying, "Don't worry, we can take it down even further, even faster." Another story gaining steam is the Democrats embracing the no stock trading by Congress bill. There is an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal by John Hartley, a doctoral student in economics at Stanford and a research fellow at the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity, that addresses the issue of insider trading by Congress. The fine for insider trading for Congress is $200. Really? That is like paying a commission or an advisory fee, hardly something that is going to stop them from doing it. I remain in favor of allowing them to trade, but they must post their trades in real time automatically. It is easy enough for this to be programmed. Transparency, just like the SEC promotes. ASX Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, CEO Dominic Stevens, has announced his intention to retire this year. ASX also announced the following press releases: notification of dividend distribution, ASX CEO announces plan to retire, Appendix 4D and 2022 half-year financial statements, 2022 half-year results presentation and speaking notes, and 2022 half-year results presentation slides, 2022 half-year results market release. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from the History of Financial Futures series. This one, John Damgaard, The History of Financial Futures. Longtime Washington hand who led FIA reflects on the state of the CFTC, FIA, and NFA as financial futures began. John Damgaard spoke in 2019 to John Lothian News for the History of Financial Futures video series when he was attending the FIA conference in Boca Raton. John Damgaard was a key player in creating the Commodity Futures Trading Commission in the 1970s. Many reasons pointed to the need for a regulator with greater capabilities than those of the Department of Agriculture, which had meager resources available for overseeing the agricultural futures of the day. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. JP Morgan estimates Bitcoin's fair value. The valuation comes after Bitcoin finally shrugged off weeks of blues earlier this week, breaking the key $40,000 threshold for the first time in almost a month. For the first time ever, U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase & Company has attempted to evaluate the world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. The fair value of the crypto world's so-called liquid gold is around 12% below its current price. This is based on Bitcoin's volatility in comparison to gold, J.P. Morgan said. My comment, you have been measured and found wanting. Here's a story from the Daily Mail. Power of a dictator, but I fly like a gator. Hilariously bad raps and quirky pandemic photo shoot by Crocodile of Wall Street as she and her husband are set bail at $8 million for laundering $4.5 billion in stolen Bitcoin. Heather Morgan calls herself Crocodile of Wall Street, but also spends time creating low-budget rap videos. It appears the self-proclaimed Crocodile of Wall Street, Heather Ryanen Morgan, 31, who was granted $3 million bail on Wednesday, led a second life, a hipster New York rapper who performs under the street name Razlihan. In a series of cringy videos posted to YouTube, the wannabe performer can be seen walking around Wall Street while reciting lyrics such as, "I'm many things, a rapper, an economist, a journalist, a writer, a CEO, and a dirty, 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 dirty H." This is just plain mean. Cringy videos, low budget rap videos, just plain mean. Here's a story from Vipere. The headline is, we asked 11 sommeliers, which wine do you wish people would order more? An extensive wine list can be at once exhilarating and daunting for drinks enthusiasts dining out. It can be easy to fall into the trap of ordering the wine that sounds the most familiar or returning to an old favorite. There's a whole world of great wines out there, though, each with its own distinctive features and prime food pairing options. Sometimes the wines that sommeliers think should be getting more love are the under-the-radar varietals most customers haven't heard of. Other times, they're classics that have gotten a bad rap. My comment, the expensive ones, of course. Here's a story from the Daily Mail. Want to live longer? Drink up to 3 cups of coffee each day, scientists say, but make sure it's ground, not instant. People who drink 0.5 to 3 cups of coffee per day, 12% less likely to die early. Moderate coffee drinkers, 17% less likely to suffer from cardiovascular disease. Experts said coffee doesn't harm cardiovascular health and may be beneficial. Drinking up to 3 cups of coffee each day could help you live longer, a decade-long study suggests. Regular drinkers of the hot beverage were up to 12% less likely to die, and they were up to a fifth less likely to get cardiovascular disease or suffer a stroke, results showed. My comment, I find dead people drink a lot less coffee. Here's a story from the FT. The Fear Index, Sky's new financial thriller, is a dizzying rush. This frenetic four-parter starring Josh Hartnett centers on an AI system that can predict fluctuations in the market. Sky's new thriller miniseries, The Fear Index, follows Dr. Alex Hoffman, Josh Hartnett, a maverick computer scientist who has developed an AI system that can anticipate unforeseen fluctuations in the financial market by studying reactions to fear. The pioneering algorithm is guided by his theory that people behave in predictable ways when they're frightened. Accordingly, it makes projections based on reports in the media that are indicative of or likely to trigger global waves of anxiety. My comment, I see a CBOE advertising campaign coming. Here are the top 3 stories from Wednesday's JLN. Yesterday's most read story was the Financial Times' Mrs. Alleged Bitfinex Hack has a fascinating online footprint. Second was from FOW, Todd settles into life at Trading Technologies. Third was Bloomberg's Wealth, a $4.5 billion crypto crime stars a New York City couple, stolen Bitcoin and rap. I wonder when the movie will come out. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from the New York Times. The headline is, after retail investors' rebellion, the SEC wants a stock market makeover. The agency is proposing to cut in half the time required to complete stock trades. The Securities and Exchange Commission wants to shorten the time it takes to complete a stock trade, a change the agency officials believe will reduce market risk. According to a proposal announced on Wednesday, right now there is a two-day window between when a trade is agreed upon and when a buyer and a seller and when the money and the stock in question change hands. The SEC is proposing to cut that time in half to one day. The second story is from the Wall Street Journal. Stock trading ban for members of Congress gains traction. Pelosi says she expects consensus to emerge pretty soon on legislation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she expected Democrats to reach consensus on restricting stock trading by members of Congress and called for new rules for federal judges as proposals competed for bipartisan support. It's complicated, but members will figure it out, she said. I assume they'll have it pretty soon, the California Democrat said, referring to the House Administration Committee tasked with reviewing the proposals. She also wanted any legislation to also require financial disclosures from the judiciary, including Supreme Court justices. It has to be government-wide, she said. And then finally, also from the Wall Street Journal, how the feds tracked down $3.6 billion in stolen Bitcoin. U.S. government said couple acted to break up crypto transactions to make them harder to track. The U.S. government's $3.6 billion Bitcoin bust this week appears to reflect its success 5 years ago in disrupting some operations used by criminals to launder stolen funds. The Justice Department said that it executed a search warrant last week and seized 94,636 Bitcoins from the online wallets of two alleged money launderers, Heather Morgan, 31 years old, and her husband, Ilya Lichtenstein, 34. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.